stop.
Let's go.
It's time for Banter with the Boys.
Yo, yo, yo. Welcome back to Banter with the Boys. Gridiron Updates week 14. Of course, we're here on another Vikings win. We know that. We're here to talk about Al Shaair's hit on Trevor Lawrence and everything in between. But before we get started with that, welcome, D'Angelo. How's it going?
How's it going, man?
Welcome to the pod, man.
Appreciate it. Appreciate you guys having me.
Yeah, for sure.
Excited.
Excited. We're happy to have you on. Yeah. You're a Lions fan. Yeah, our first Lions fan on the pod, like through and through. So that's awesome.
Yeah. I'll get after him for the boys. You know,
he was looking the same subject up for a period of time before the pod.
No, too. We got some info.
No, but why don't you just quick give us a little rundown? What got you into football? How long you've been, you know, associated with the game?
Okay, cool. Yeah. My probably first game of football was when I was 10. I got in it pretty early. I went to one of my neighbor's kids' football game, and I was like, I seen him get hit. I was like, man, I want to do that.
Yeah, let's do that.
It seems interesting. You know, I come from a family of five. Got 4 brothers, 1 sister. So pretty much roughhousing was the main course of act of love,
yeah,
for as sure. You would say,
act of love. Expressing
act of love,
physical touch, I guess, busting on each other. But yeah, ever since I picked the football up, I never really put it back down until I played all up until college. Played in high school, was fortunate to play Division II.
Nice.
Went to Crookston for a little bit. Okay.
What played position?
Safety.
Minnesota safety? Crookston, yep. For those that are right.
Yep. Then transferred to Concordia St. Paul on my last 2 years.
All right. They have a cool stadium, don't they?
Yeah.
I love it, man.
Definitely was in the works, got the new turf and everything when I got there. So it was pretty cool. But yeah, I love football. It's been a part of my life. Maybe you want to coach, later on during the line.
All right.
I'm so excited. I threw my pen up. I was like, you ever thought about coaching?
Yeah, no, I definitely did.
There's always coaches needed out there.
Yeah, no. We actually, in high school, I went to Creedendome Hall. We had a little mini Raider camp. Actually coached some NFL kids. I don't know if you guys are too familiar with Seth Green and Kamal Martin. Coached them. Was trying to get them to come to Creed, man. Oh my God, that would have.
Oh,
been
you're
beautiful.
Recruiting too.
Oh, a little bit.
There it is.
Definitely a little bit. There it is. You see talent at that young of age. You gotta try to get in where you fit in.
Come
man.
Join my for squad.
Sure.
Yeah,
for sure. Sure. But yeah, man, I love it. Still watch it till this day. Hughes on college, Hughes on NFL. So,
sure.
Yeah.
It's nice. Awesome to have you on, and you're an Ohio State fan.
Yeah,
college.
I am. Go Buckeyes,
oh,
baby.
Boy. Yeah. Well,
a little upset this past weekend, man, but we're going to take it on
no
the
anger there. There's, no, not there's at all. Nothing under the surface there.
Yeah, mm. We got to get rid of Ryan Day, man. I think it's.
Whoa.
No, dude, I'm telling you. Whoa.
4 years?
You're setting the Buckeye history up for failure, man. Urban. Gave you the torch.
Yep.
He did.
And
yeah.
You just fumble. 4 years in a row, though, at that. Like, we can't even get one.
Calling for Day.
Unranked.
Woo. Not his day anymore,
Michigan
I guess.
Team.
Woo. All right. Good
unranked
to know.
Michigan with their
6-5
starting corner.
6-5, yeah.
Right. Mm. Will Johnson's out. Come on, man. We got the best wideout core in college football.
Yeah. Yeah.
Buka.
Smith. You got everybody.
Come on, Tate. Yeah. Come on, man. We had too many weapons. That game shouldn't even been, close. That's why the spread
was
at 20.
There you go.
Yeah. But, I know Michigan's always going to give it a fight,
For
ranked
sure.
or not. And
sure.
Them dudes are some dogs. So, hats off to them.
Nice.
Welcome
to the pod.
Yeah, welcome to the pod. There you go, Gridiron Updates fans. A little college action for you.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Jake, welcome back to another episode.
Glad to be back again.
Yeah.
Holding on to that 7 seed hard.
Your pick was right.
It was, absolutely.
Wasn't the Ravens.
No, it wasn't. That's all right.
Hey, at least he got it right.
We'll get into it. Yeah, he did get it right, though. He did get it right, but we'll get into that more. Of course, Rob next to me. Rob just moved into a new house.
Yes, I did. So I've been just lifting boxes over and over and taking directions,
Yep.
Love that.
All right. Taking directions for Rob.
It's a smart thing, gentlemen.
Take notes. Take notes.
Take notes.
Rob says take notes and doing everything for us behind the screen, taking notes. Kev over there getting everything done for us.
What's up, Kev?
What up, Kev? With that, let's head right into our week 13 game recaps. Getting ahead of myself. And of course, like always, starting off our game recaps. Where's my...
Oh, there it is.
My cape flag. My flag at the cape.
Boom!
Boom! 10-2!
Vikings, 23-22 win over the Cards, 10-2. Unbelievable. Two 10-win teams in the NFC North. We'll get to Detroit. Don't worry about it. But yeah, Vikes getting the dub 23-22, but it was close.
It was very close.
Yeah. Was it you, though, that called for a major clapping of Arizona? I don't think so.
No, I
somebody
thought...
Somebody last week...
Not
was it,
it
you?
We'll have to check the tape.
Oh, we got to check the tape. Uh-oh. There goes my cape.
Yeah.
But, oh, that rhymes. but anyway, close game. Kyler Murray kind of showing us exactly what he's about. I mean, his escapability is just ridiculous. His ability to extend the play. I mean, I think I watched him walk for like 3 or 4 first downs. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
How do you not at some point, I think you brought this up in the video last night. How do you not at some point spy him or something? You know what I mean?
Oh my God.
They just could not contain him until the second half, apparently, but.
Yeah, he's tough. I talked about it last week of how do you game plan against a mobile quarterback? It's one of the hardest things to do, you know? So either you want to rush him, get the ends up around the corner, mm-hmm. or do you just sit there and try to close that pocket? But that guy's just escapability is amazing. He's got elite arm talent, and Harrison Jr. is looking pretty good. Yeah. So tough first half, and that, you know what? I'll give credit to the Cardinals' defense. They came out and played really well that first half. So
I was surprised.
But then, you know, the Vikings end up getting it done. Sam Darnold with another no interception, solid week.
No interception, tied for the lead. For the team rushing on the day, at 22 yards, but tied for the lead at rushing on the team.
Oh my God!
Aaron Jones, man, those two fumbles really seemed to affect him early. I'd imagine it was KOC's decision to sit him for a minute. But I didn't think it would be until the second half, you know. And then we saw him come back in, and it was good to see him at the end of the game get that touchdown. You kind of just see, I mean. You know, he was relieved. He was able to come back with something.
Yeah. That was pretty good. Yeah. Did you end up catching that game at all? Or?
Yeah, I did. Actually, I think I caught it at halftime.
It was a good time to tune in.
I was checking out the stats, man. I was actually shocked by Kyler Murray, man. He threw for, what, 260?
Yep. 45 attempts.
Yeah, that's a lot of attempts.
I'm like, God. Like, that's what, like, he... Like,
and they still ran the ball 31 times.
Yeah. Like, you're throwing it that much, you're feeling comfortable. Like, there's no way you're throwing it 50 times. And, what, I think he didn't have many. He probably had, like, what, 40 yards rushing maybe? Not even.
Oh, I didn't even see it.
He just extended the play out, 48.
It was the timing of those runs. Sam Darnold, he only ran for 22 yards. Yeah. But, like, his runs were crucial at that point.
Yeah, I second that, too.
That's the hard part. Like, back to your point of game planning for some of that, you know what I mean?
So difficult.
What are you seeing from Marvin Harrison? I mean, obviously, he seems to be more consistent every game. I mean, becoming more and more of a big down-the-field threat. He had that nice tud in the back of the end zone.
Yeah,
that was much like his father.
Yeah,
exactly. I mean, I was like, that's his dad right
yeah,
there.
Beautiful body control, keeping the feet in.
Unbelievable. I wasn't even mad. I was like, what are you going to do?
I think he obviously, Marvin Harrison Jr. still has like a lot of room to grow and develop.
For sure he does. He didn't come back on a couple balls that he should come back to help the quarterback out.
But there's Trey McBride is there as balled out Trey again. McBride.
Yep. 12 catches.
Yeah. 2 weeks in a row.
They were waiting for that to happen, though. He wasn't doing that early. But
right. There's a lot that Marvin Harrison Jr. can learn from him to improve his game to help out Kyler Murray, especially when the play breaks down. Murray's out of the pocket scrambling. Yep. It's like you're either going deep or you're heading like straight to the sideline or you're running straight like back towards him.
Do you think that's because he went to Ohio State and all he ran was deep runs the whole time?
Nobody can guard you. Go deep, man. Yeah. Brings you back to Pop Warner days.
What do you mean? This is not a streak route? I don't even know how to run. What's a curl, coach?
D'Angelo, just because you're a Lions fan, I got to ask you, what are your thoughts on Sam Darnold's play, you know, as of late? I mean, the whole season, really.
Really? I feel like, I mean, he came in hot, you know? He's been showing some consistency. For sure. I feel like, you know, he's made minimal errors here and there, but
has he done enough for you to, like, garner, like, I keep comparing it to a Geno Smith situation, but like a 3-year Geno Smith type of deal. Has he earned that at this point, you think?
No.
Ooh, no.
I don't know, man. Geno's been balling this year. Yeah, that's off to him, man.
Yeah, for sure.
It's like when you think, you know, someone spiraling down as far as their career, you know,
he was going that way.
Yeah, no, he definitely was. You know, Russell got out of there. He took the step in, and he's been playing, man. Hats off to him, though.
Yeah,
he's definitely been showboating. You know, that clutch win against San Fran, you know, he was comfortable once again. You know, once you get comfortable in those situations, you become deadly because, like, people underestimate you, you know, and it's like that's what they did. I mean, I was watching the game. I'm like, there's no way Geno drives the ball down and win. And he walked it in.
He ran the game in with a touchdown.
So it's like, man, dude, it's like having that dog mentality.
And that's exactly what JJ said at the end, or before the game, actually, before kickoff. It was like an hour and a half kickoff. They interviewed JJ or whatever as he's walking in. And he said something about, like, you know, you're not necessarily an underdog in this game, but, like, there's a lot of people counting against the Vikings. He's like, I don't care.
Yeah.
Essentially, like, I love that. Exactly, you know what I mean? And he was not touching the ball that first half, and he still ended up with 99 yards.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That clutch fourth down.
Yeah.
You know, where do you think
the
ball's going?
How did he get so wide open on that?
It's just like out of all the people you're going to cover
on a fourth down play, that should be the guy.
They were showing a six-man. They were showing a zero. They looked like they're blitzing. And then if you remember the play, Addison comes in motion. Yep. And so then Sam Darnold goes, oh, I know they're in zone because nobody followed him.
Right. Exactly.
And then he knew that he was running that little hook. And if you see Addison's route, he kicks out the corner
on it.
I mean,
right,
it's designed for him to be wide open.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It was designed to go to JJ the whole time.
Especially when you're playing zone, you know.
Yeah.
But, yeah. You still should have, like, been closer on that.
It's tough, though.
Fourth down, right? But, it depends. Yeah, it's tough.
It just felt like he was just
everything happened so
fast.
No, it did. It did. I was honestly shocked they went for it. I thought they were going to try to, you know, kick the field goal.
I was hoping we'd go for it.
Yeah.
But,
I mean, it worked out.
Yeah, worked out. Got the dub, 23-22.
Yeah, buddy.
Moving right along, we got Miami traveling to Green Bay. Chilly game.
Chilly game.
A lot of people think that played a factor.
For sure,
it did.
The only fella that I saw come onto the field, though, for pregame warm-up, they were showing, I can't remember if this was a reel or a short, whatever. They were showing Green Bay warming up. Everybody's just in normal game uniform, whatever.
Yeah,
not even long sleeves or nothing, just normal game uniform. And then they show the Miami Dolphins warming up, and everybody's in sweatshirts, sweatpants, no pads on, you know, no helmet, nothing, just, like, trying to stay warm. And then you see Tyreek come out in his sleeveless with shorts on and stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, he played in Kansas City, you know what I mean?
He was probably
the only one not really affected by that. But they did look cold. And I can't remember who it was. Somebody defensively for the Dolphins. I can't remember. I think they came out and said, like, our players looked cold. We were not playing, at the top of our
then
our
you're
game.
Not thinking about your assignments and everything else, and your head
mental
starts
game at that point.
Exactly. Yeah. You're just like, all right, let's just get out of here.
No, for sure.
And I mean, that game got out of hand quickly. 14 points in the first.
Yep.
I mean, it was, 24-3 at half?
Yeah.
And I think the Dolphins decided they didn't even want to come out of the locker room the second half, but I mean, they kind of made.
They still move the ball.
Hats off to Tua, man. You know, throwing for 365, two touchdowns.
Yeah, 365.
He definitely had
but
a field
garbage
day.
That second half
a
little bit.
He's two thirds of that. No, for sure. But I definitely thought he wasn't going to have that much in the air against the Packers and that cold.
For sure. I thought it would be more of a run game
for them.
And they couldn't get it done early. And then when you go down 14-0 in the first quarter. Now you start
pressing
behind eight ball a little bit. You start pressing a little more, probably a little earlier than you really should. I mean, even 14-0 in the first quarter. I mean, that game's early, man.
I know.
You can't quite go away from your from your game script, if you will, yet. Yeah. But I don't know. I'm no coach in the NFL, you know what I mean? So let's see here. But Josh Jacobs getting his 20 carries. He got 19.
Yep. 43 yards.
Yeah, a little off game from him again. Chilly.
Four catches.
When it gets that cold.
Yeah, no,
he did though. Yeah, the scrimmage yards were good for him.
They passed the ball really well. They were really. Mm-hmm. When they just 28 attempts and
Jordan Love was super efficient with it.
Efficient, that was the word I was looking for. But yeah, they just got the job done.
No mistakes from him, no picks, no sacks.
Yeah,
you know, any fumbles this week from J Love?
No,
falling
any.
Sideways, hucking the ball down the field this week. He's starting to look a little bit more healthy.
Yeah, I think that growing. He's looking back in his groove,
which should disturb us and you. I mean, the Packers. Yeah, he says Packers are 9-3, but I mean that's tough. You guys got a tough game this week.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I don't know. I'm not saying who I'm picking yet, but the Packers could absolutely come out and win this game this week.
They could. They're definitely. I mean. Like, you know, when it's kind of the opposite now, because, you know, with the Lions, you always are looking to upset someone's season.
Yeah.
You know, past history, you know, you guys have been kind of butt. But, you know, it's like we're on top now. It's like when you're on top, you got to start looking like, hey, man, we got to, you know, we're not finished. Mm-hmm. You know, we got to go out there and give it 110%. You know, J Love, man, he's definitely a threat. The Packers didn't pay him all that money for no reason.
Oh, for
you know,
sure.
So.
The Lions definitely want that one seed.
Oh, no.
Easy. You know?
Everybody does.
They definitely want that one seed.
But Packers looked good. You know, I was really impressed with them overall. I picked Miami because they're coming off a little heater there, but weather was a different changer in that. And then I think McKinney, he ended up playing. So yeah, I thought he was I think that was my pick. If they both don't play, I wanted the Dolphins, but at the time it is what it is.
Yeah, I ended up falling victim to the cold weather narrative.
Yeah,
like, it's just like, oh, the Dolphins are coming in hot, they'll be fine.
Yeah,
and then nope, it's cold weather, we're just not gonna.
Yeah.
And I hate to use that as an excuse. You know, they're professionals. They know they're going to play in some cold weather at some point towards the end of the season. But
that's reality.
It did seem to be. Well, that is reality. You're practicing in Miami, of all places in this country, to practice. Like, and now you got to go play in, they literally call it the frozen tundra. You know what I mean? So what are you going to do about that? But
no, for sure.
Packers getting the dub 30-17. They now go to 9-3, still third place in the NFC North, right where they belong.
Yep.
Right where they belong. Miami, though, still trying to make a case for that wild card that
it's
is
not
still
looking good.
Kind of wide open. You said Baltimore's in seventh right now, you said?
Yeah, so they're like three games out Miami right now.
It's looking rough right now. Mm-hmm. And all three of y'all were up here last week saying Miami could make the playoffs.
Yeah. It sure did. And now,
if they win that game, they totally could make it.
You don't get grouped into all three, y'all, because you weren't here last week.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I wouldn't have picked Miami anyways. I've seen a stat that.
Oh, sure. Well, sure. No. Hindsight, right?
Yeah, of course.
They say, like, Tua's 0-8 when playing in, like, below, like,
oh, really?
20, like 40
Man, where
degrees.
Where was that stat? Interesting.
I know.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yep.
We need to have a stat.
Yeah, where's our stat nerd?
The crazy stats. But, yeah, with that, Green Bay winning 30-17. Moving to game three of our week 13, we had Philly traveling to Baltimore.
Mm. Oof.
That game had everything we thought it would have, really.
It sure did.
Why don't you just take it away, Jake? What are you disappointed about? Or are you an Eagles fan now? You made the switch?
Yeah, right? Take off the Baltimore hat?
This is the moment. He's coming out.
This is your opportunity.
No, put it back on. We're not the abominable snowman fans.
Dang. Just attacking him. Thanks for being on the show, Jake.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I still love you, Jake.
I love you too, Rob. So
football.
Yeah, football. Biggest concern, Justin Tucker's 3 missed kicks.
No doubt.
Mm, yeah,
those are huge.
And he had 3 missed the week before?
Two.
He's trending in the wrong way right now.
Yeah, I know.
He's trending in the wrong direction. On the upside, the Ravens finally get their bye week. Long awaited week 14. Yeah, that's like the worst. Well, maybe week 4 is the worst, but
unless
like,
you're playing Lamar and Henry in fantasy football this week.
But you're still 8-5 coming out of that bye, though.
Right. So,
that guy's me.
That extra week off hopefully is going to allow Justin Tucker to kind of rethink things, get his mind right. Harbaugh's backing him 100% still, and an experienced vet, you need to do that. You saw that even with the Vikings with KOC. He's like, hey, Aaron Jones, you had a bad first half. We need you now. Get back in there.
Yeah.
And then he got himself a game-winning tutty.
Yep.
So,
yep.
So your seasoned, really good coaches still have a whole bunch of confidence there. The Ravens defense really showed up this week too.
They did. Finally.
Holding Saquon to like 57 yards for the first three quarters. Yep. And then,
that's one of those stats that our stat guy would, well, it was the first three quarters.
They're the best defense in three quarters.
Then the wheels kind of fell off.
Saquon's going to Saquon.
Another
57, and then the touchdown in the fourth. But that's another promising thing, because that defense has really struggled against a lot of teams. So a good Eagles offense and holding Saquon, the league leader in rushing. Sucks that we lost, but I think that there's still some good out of it.
For sure. And again, coming out of the bye at 8-5, the Steelers play the Browns this weekend. So if they do lose, I do really like Jameis, but last night, how they ended that game was bad.
That was terrible. That was
like,
bad.
I was so pissed at Jameis. I was like, dude, what are you doing? And I have no skin in that game. Unbelievable. What a great game. Right. But yeah, we're getting off track.
But
if the Browns beat the Steelers,
there's some hope. Concern, though, and the ugly thing is that the Ravens are one of four teams that have three games in 10 days. That's brutal.
Yeah, that is brutal.
Yeah.
The
four teams that are playing on Christmas. So you got Texans, Ravens, and then the other Christmas game. Like, those four teams are three games in 10 days. It's just rough.
That is rough.
It's nice, though, you get a rebound against the Giants.
Yep.
And then you got Pittsburgh, Houston, Cleveland to finish out.
Right.
Whew. Yeah.
Ouch.
Yeah,
that's tough. I mean, honestly, Cleveland's still not easy.
But
I mean,
if you go 2-2, you're in the playoffs. Because they're probably not winning the division at this point.
Right. No. Well, who are those? Who are the two wins against? Is one of them?
Well, if I say the Giants and Cleveland, and then they lose to Houston and Pittsburgh.
Okay, well, if they do that, then yeah, they're definitely not winning the division. But they would
still
probably
in the playoffs. If 3-1, and they're contending. But yeah, so
I don't know. I think they got to win that Pittsburgh game.
Yeah,
they do.
I think that'd be a big one.
Yes.
But looking at the wins, would help. Looking at the Eagles, though, 10-2, they seem to do, yes, Saquon's doing his thing, and that's just pure insanity.
Mm-hmm.
But they seem to be doing just enough with the rest of their offense. I guess the only other part of it is the passing part, right?
Yes.
But with the passing game, they seem to be doing just enough to get by and get the win, which is kind of startling to me, because they're not really pressing the issue in the passing game. And it's like, I don't know, I still don't, like, Jalen Hurts still has a little bit of postseason magic to me. It's not a quarterback I necessarily want to see in the postseason.
Yeah.
I think I am a little bit more scared of the Lions, but what the Eagles have done halfway through this season completely changed their trajectory for the season.
No, for
and
sure.
And that defense is just starting to get scary for me. And I've been preaching about that defense for the last 3 years when they start building it all of Georgia players, but it's just like they all know each other eventually. It's just it's gonna work out.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've been sold on that for a minute, but I don't know. Are the Eagles concerning to you? Like, if the Vikes had to play the Eagles, like,
oh, for sure, they're Philly, their defense. Scared. I think their defense is better than their offense, actually, at this point.
Oh, yeah, I would agree.
Barkley sets it up. I still don't trust Jalen Hurst if I'm down by 17 points to come back. Even though they have
that's
the skill set
for anybody,
but it is. But he's still not that.
You're taking Sam Darnold.
You know, he's really good at the play action.
What's that?
So you're taking Sam Darnold down 17 over Jalen Hurts?
I think they're both the same.
Oh, okay, interesting. I give Jalen the edge on that.
Coin flip for me.
Okay, interesting. Fair enough.
I think Sam's, I mean, got a better overall NFL, like, touch arm, I think. I think Jalen throws a little more fastballs.
Mm-hmm. I second that.
You know, and
like
he
that.
Doesn't
I
have like a lot of take. Touch, you know, yeah. compared to Sam. Mm-hmm. But also Jalen has the legs that yeah. kind of compensates the little bit of the difference of the passing ability. Yeah. So that's yeah. why I kind of think they're a wash.
And I'm not trying to ruin the Eagles season here or Barkley's life. But just saying. I'll knock on wood for you, Eagles fan.
Ooh, as a Vikings fan,
if
that's
they
tough.
Lose, I know that's what am I doing?
I know.
If it's more for Saquon, because I'd feel bad. Yes. If Saquon goes down with an injury before the playoffs start, are the Eagles? Are they just as scary?
No.
No.
Yeah, not at all.
Not at all.
Not even the same team.
We're talking about a guy that's. Hurtling backwards.
Their defense will men. Keep them in the games.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean.
I don't think they'd be as dominant. Yeah, like you said, the defense would keep them in some games. And they still have some receivers and skill.
Yeah, no,
they,
for sure. Yeah, no yeah.
doubt. But yeah. I think the Eagles are the best when they run the ball and play action.
Yeah.
For sure. So, yeah. would be a big loss.
It would.
Not happened. That has not happened. You did not hear it here first. Saquon Barkley is playing this weekend, as far as we know. But the Eagles getting the dub, 24-19. Eagles starting to run away with that division a little bit at 10-2. Washington right behind them at 8-5. Baltimore just trying to get to that wild card at this point. But, hey, yep. Pittsburgh loses this week, game on for the division.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Game on for the division. Moving on to game four of our week 13 recaps. The other teams in that division. Pittsburgh traveling to Cincinnati, a game that I thought that the Bengals actually had a chance in, and truly it felt they never honestly had a chance.
Nah, it was like a track meet.
Like the whole game. I mean, yeah, they were within like two scores almost the whole time, but like that cushion's just not good enough for me to like, you know, feel confident about them. And at this point, I think that's just the end of the Bengals season. Yes, they did already. I mean, what would you say? Six games left?
Five
games. I mean... Yeah, even if they win out, it's probably not going to be enough.
No, they're out. I mean, I think they're four games out of the wild card right now.
Yeah, so they got like, what, a 2% chance probably or something just insanely low.
And Baltimore can't lose this
week. So before we even touch on Pittsburgh, we know they're winning the division. We've already talked about them a little bit here today. But, I mean, Cincinnati, what are they looking at? I mean, you see them a lot, Jake. What are they looking at, you know, heading into next season? Well, they got to fix...
They have to shore up their defense. That's 100%. Always the biggest thing.
They're
not getting enough pressure on the quarterbacks right now. So you need another edge rusher with Hendricks. Hopefully he's going to stay. You don't know at this point.
Is he due for money? For a bag?
I think he's close.
A decent bag for sure.
He's one of the better.
If not, he's probably going to be asking for it. Hey, I just led the league in sacks. Or he's currently leading the league in sacks right now.
I think you are correct.
So he's due money or he's earned more money. But they need somebody on the other side, and they need to like work on the secondary too. Just like shore that up. It's tough.
The only thing I'll say about their secondary this game is old Cam Taylor-Britt had the cleanest hit of the week. On freaking who was it?
Here. Oh yeah, I saw that was a good hit.
On Calvin Austin III or whatever. Yeah.
Really? I don't think I caught that hit.
Ooh, he laid him out clean.
Oh
man.
Wow, okay.
Before we leave, you gotta see that, man. That was
cool.
I mean, just full on clean by the book. Yeah. Just lays his shoulder into him. Oh yeah. Anyway, that's about all they can write home about that game. But
yeah,
I was seeing if I could find Trey Hendrickson's.
But you know what? Russell Wilson's playing some good football.
Yeah,
he threw the ball, 38 times to 10 different targets?
I was going to piggyback off that. That is impressive.
And also is really interesting in the stat line is 8 of the 10 receivers had catches over 20 yards. So, like, plus 20-yard plays, so they're throwing the ball downfield.
That's Russell Wilson getting more comfortable, which is kind of a scary thing.
It is.
We were talking about why are you even starting Russell Wilson when you went out and got Justin Fields?
Yeah.
You know, Justin Fields was getting hot towards the end of last season, so it's just like, you know, you'd think.
Yeah.
And we saw Russell Wilson struggle heavily in Denver last year.
But struggle's a nice word.
This is starting to look like some Seahawk, like, we know he still has the arm strength. We see it every week.
Sure,
there's at least one miss that's super deep. You're just like, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
You know? But we're it's starting to get scary for the AFC, to be honest with you, because it's like, if he becomes a sliver of what he was in Seattle, I mean, you know, minus the famous pick, right, in the Super Bowl. But other than that, like,
that was Pete
Carroll's dude's
fault.
The dude's still a Super Bowl winning quarterback, you know, MVP even, I think. Was he Super Bowl MVP when they won? Can't remember. I feel like that could have been a defensive MVP that year, too. But
Was it sure?
Was that, that was Chandler?
Chandler? Yeah, that's what I mean.
It could have been defense.
Either way.
Yeah.
They've totally, offensively, the Steelers have totally flipped the script as well. Kind of like what we were just talking about with the Eagles. Mm-hmm. The Steelers have completely changed, and like their offense is starting to get more scary. Najee Harris is starting to get more consistent, which they needed that big. You don't think so?
Man, dude, I don't know, man. I feel like he has not been showcasing the talent that he has. I feel like he's less agile.
That's great.
He's not as elusive as he used to be.
Explosive is what I'm thinking.
Yeah, that too. I mean, like, when's the last time he broke out for like a 25 yarder?
I don't know if he really
he had a 20 yarder this week.
He definitely is slotted more now into that power back role.
Yeah,
where he was like a more of a mix kind of. He wasn't fully like an elusive back coming out of Bama, right? It was Bama.
But he was still get up. He had the speed. The speed was there.
Yeah.
I feel like I've been liking Warren more.
Yeah. He's been scary.
Yeah, he gives you that.
It's a good 1-2 punch, thunder and lightning situation, you know?
Yeah.
Let Najee bully him a little bit. And then, you give it to Warren out on an outside zone or something like that. Like, watch out.
Yeah, he's super scary.
He can turn him on.
Yep.
He can turn it on. But, and then of course, if we're talking about the Steelers, we got to mention George Pickens.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah. He's a stud, dude.
What a fucking goofball.
Yeah, he is a stud.
Oh, my goodness. You love him and you hate him in the same play.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Don't get me wrong. We'll have a little
thought process about him.
Thought process about him in a minute. Yeah, a little nugget. But moving right along to our final game of the Week 13 game recaps, we had the L.A. Chargers traveling to Atlanta. Mm. Took the Chargers, but you know, a lot of the experts were feeling Atlanta on this, and Kirk Cousins came out and gave everybody four picks, man.
He did the other Kirk.
I remember those days.
I don't.
Do you miss them?
Try to block them out. I got to go back to my therapist.
No, I mean, this has just got to be a bad game for Kirk. I'll be for him. Like, you know, who do they got next week? They have an opportunity to bounce back. Oh,
they don't have an opportunity.
Never mind. In 2 weeks, they have an opportunity. He has an opportunity to bounce back. It's not going to happen in the bank. But there's been rumblings where people are like, should they think about starting Penix at some point? Like, and we talked about it a little bit on the video last night, and it's just like, well, you're right there, you know.
They're in first place.
Division.
They're in the playoffs.
So
don't go to your rookie quarterback.
Why would you make that move?
It's way too late.
It's mostly
way
just fans, late. You know, like Falcons fans are like, oh, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously Bijan's a force back there too. Had himself a solid day, of course. But Chargers somehow sneaking by.
Wow. Definitely snuck that one.
Interceptions help.
Well, that's the part I wanted to touch on that's rather disappointing is with four picks, you mustered 17 points.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's a concern.
Yeah, I'm very concerned about the Chargers. Once Dobbins has gone out, that whole offense is put on the brakes.
So what do you think they're going to be looking for this offseason? You know, some sort of agile playmaking running back.
From Boise State?
Oh, okay. I'm on board with that.
Okay. If he slips to the Vikings, I'm in, but.
Right. But, seriously. I mean, we touched on it last week. When Dobbins is missing, the offense just looks completely different.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like Gus Edwards had that bad of a day, but it's not the same. He's not the same style of running back. You know, he doesn't give you that same electricity.
He's not going to hit the home run.
No.
So.
McConkey, though.
Man,
making a name for himself all of a sudden.
I like McConkey.
Last few weeks.
He's a stud.
He kind of reminds me of a little bit of Cooper.
A little bit of Cooper? Okay.
Play style.
A little bit of Cooper Kupp. Okay.
Similarity. Or like a young Thielen.
Mm. Young Thielen. Okay, fair enough. Thielen. How did you feel about Adam Thielen as a Lions fan? just did enough to bug you.
Yeah, no, he did, man. Oh my God, did you guys see that catch?
Yeah. That four, was that a fourth down play too?
Fourth down.
Yeah, like so it was like he was doing it out and it was inside, so he had a turn and he
literally caught it. Didn't touch the ground or anything.
Yeah, it was pretty
I thought it was over with for the Bucks after that. I'm like, oh my, all right, they deserve it, but you know. Hey, a young quarterback.
Price, that guy, man.
Price, hot.
No, he definitely played a better game for sure. He definitely did.
The last four games, he's been playing well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But at least there's some like hope.
It's hope. We see the potential. You know?
Right. Well, Chargers getting the dub 17-13, keeping their hope alive for a playoff run, looking like they could probably get into a wild card. Hmm? They do have a big division game this week. Yeah, probably not looking good for the Chargers this week with that offense if they show up against
not
Kansas City like that. It's just not going to happen. So they really need Dobbins back. But with that, Kev, let's head right into our tent talk.
Tent talk.
911, what's your emergency?
And to start off our tent talk, probably horns up.
Horns up.
To start off our tent talk, probably the biggest one, CMC to the IR for at least 6 weeks, if not potentially season ending completely with a PCL injury. And then they're like, oh, well, we got Mason. Nah, he's also to the IR with an ankle injury, so that's a minimum 4 weeks. Taysom Hill for the Saints, torn ACL, done for the season. Man. Sucks to see him go down like that.
Yeah.
Just one of those utility guys. Put him anywhere. Trevor Lawrence. Don't worry. We'll touch on Trevor Lawrence in a little bit. but he goes down with a concussion. I wonder why. Hollywood Brown. Could they actually rejoin the Chiefs before the end of the regular season? That'd be huge for them right before they head into the playoffs. A little bit of news here. Matt Eberflus. Gone.
He gone.
He's fired.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Felicia.
We were all waiting for that. Don't worry. We'll circle back on that in a minute. Dable, currently not concerned about his job status kind of being hot. We've talked about Mike McCarthy as well, maybe being a little hot, and nobody seems concerned right now. So,
well, they've won the last week or two, right?
Yeah, Dallas. I think that, well. I'll get to Dallas again, too, because I got something to say about Micah Parsons. Bills clinched their division. No surprise, really, there.
Congratulations. Circle the wagons.
Yeah, whatever.
Bills Mafia, let's roll.
But it's nothing they're not used to. They win divisions. Exactly. They just can't get over that hump like the Vikings. Unbelievable. Andrew Luck makes return to football with Stanford as their GM.
Oh, he's not playing quarterback?
He's not playing quarterback. No. He's not playing quarterback. People are like, why do you need a GM for a college football team? Well,
yeah,
you got 75-some recruits. There's a lot of organization. He's kind of like, I looked it up, they're kind of like the right-hand man to the head coach of a college football team, which I didn't even know a GM for college football existed until this happened.
I think it's like a new thing.
2021 is when they implemented that. So, yeah, super new.
Oh, wow.
So. He's just a recruiter.
That's all he is.
Like,
so he did an interview with Dan Patrick today, and I listened to that. And it kind of that's really what it sounds like is his responsibility is to make sure that the head coach has like the right tools to do their job, but also is going out there and recruiting and getting the players to come in just with all of the NIL stuff lying around and in the transfer portal.
Yeah,
it's just ridiculous.
Oh. Yeah.
No, interesting.
I mean, Andrew Luck shows in your living room here like,
sure.
I'm going to tell him no.
Let's see. James Conner signs a 2-year deal with the Cardinals, $19 million. He's earned every penny of that.
For sure.
He's been huge for him this year.
Yes, he has.
Danny Dimes. I don't even know if we can still call him Dimes, but former franchise quarterback for the New York Giants signs with the Vikings for $375,000. Mm-hmm. That's it.
League minimum, probably.
That's it. Yeah.
I mean, I'll take it. Hey, put me in, coach.
But he's still getting paid bags. It's all good.
Yeah. That bag traveled with him.
Saquon Barkley on track to beat the rushing record set by Dickerson. It'd be cool to see it. You know, we really thought we would see it with Adrian Peterson, to be honest.
Yeah.
And then they took him out of the game, protect him for playoffs that year. And, you know, he didn't know where he was at the famous interview, you know. Oh, I didn't know. You know what I mean?
Right.
But, oh, God, I just wish he would have got it. can't remember how short he was, 8 yards or something.
It's like 8 or 9. Wow.
Yeah, it was really close, and they took him out the game in the fourth quarter. You know what I mean? Don't get me started. Anyway, I want to circle back on real quick on the head coaching vacancy for Chicago. Who's kind of the front runners, you think, for that? If you just had to throw a name out there, you know, before I start naming off people.
Vrabel,
that one's came up.
Ben Johnson, probably.
Ben Johnson has came up for sure multiple times. I heard Cliff Kingsbury all of a sudden. With Caleb Williams, it wouldn't be the worst combination, in my opinion.
True, I mean, yeah.
Well,
oh, DC for Dennis Allen. Saints, is that his the Saints DC or OC? Okay. I've heard his name around too.
Well, the Bears had an opportunity to get Cliff Kingsbury this past summer as their OC, and they totally just like let him walk out the door.
Mm. Yeah.
So, like,
you don't think that's a realistic possibility?
I think Cliff Kingsbury would give him a big old middle finger and be like, you had your chance.
Or does he feel really good about Caleb Williams?
But how do you leave Jaden Daniels?
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Well, that's a good point.
You know?
Exactly.
I mean, he's kind of done it. Actually, I've heard of the word on the street is the current interim, was that their OC?
Thomas? What's his name? Bad.
That he might be the head coach.
That, I mean, really?
Why
not?
And I guess, I mean, the Ryan Poles, you know, the GM there.
Thomas Brown.
He wanted to fire Eberflus last year, but ownership said no. That came out today.
Oh, interesting.
Because they kept the GM on, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, interesting. So, as they should. I mean, I don't think he's really done anything negative, per se.
He's done a really good job of putting talent into the team.
I mean, I think the Bears could still be really competitive in the NFC North next year.
They can.
Yeah. I think, I don't even want to say it, I think the Vikes might be fourth next year, but this is the season, man.
Clip it.
Clip it.
Delete it.
Clip it and delete it. But with that, okay, one more name. Does Bill Belichick make a return to coaching? Is Chicago an historic place, a place to go for somebody like Bill Belichick? I just thought of it right now. Or is like...
That is true.
You think...
Yeah, no, that's a nice take.
No, he's going to want the wins record. I don't think he's going to get it in Chicago with as competitive as
he's not going to receive a 14-2 team.
Yeah, no, there's no way.
Right, but if he gets a head coaching position in like a trashy South,
but I think that's an
easy like 5 to 6 extra wins you can bring onto your team.
I feel like the Bears are 2 years away from competing with the Lions for the division. Like, I know that's crazy, but like I don't know.
All right.
I know. What am I doing talking about all these other NFC?
I know, but you're confusing me as a Vikings fan.
I know, I'm making you confused. I know.
No.
Hey, man, the Bears have been doing the right things. That they've been on the bottom for a minute, and I know that sucks. We don't gotta tell you, but
not anymore.
Seriously, I think
offensive coach. I think it's got to be an offensive coach.
I agree.
Yeah, 100%. So,
or a culture builder.
So who out of the coaches mentioned?
OC?
Vrabel.
Well, you do Vrabel as the head coach. I have
defensive guy, which they just got done with.
Right, but Vrabel's always been on point with like knowing, hey, we need to call a timeout right now.
Game management's better.
All comes full circle.
Yeah, man,
unbelievable. With that, Kev, let's head right into our bonehead move of the week.
Genius!
And for bonehead move of the week, don't worry, we got some honorable mentions
out there.
We got some honorable mentions. Every time I thought I had found a bonehead move of the week, something new would happen. So, crazy week. Honorable mention, Micah Parsons. Man, on Thanksgiving, Dallas beat the 2-win Giants. So he came out and said, "We're coming.
We're coming."
Come on, man. Come on, man. That's
nice. Confidence.
I like Micah Parsons, but come on. And that defense has looked different since he's been back. But
yeah,
pump the brakes. Pump the brakes. Take about 30% off there, buddy. Yeah. Like, come on.
You and Cooper Rush.
Eberflus not calling a timeout. I mean, that's just part of the reason. And actually, the honorable mention bonehead part is the fact that he backed it up so aggressively after, and he's like, oh, I'm just preparing for the 49ers next week, you know, and it just, I don't know, just, it was oh, just wow.
time
was
to
just,
go. He was time was to go. Bad. There was too many mistakes, two games in a row, weird time management, and yeah, that whole offense didn't seem like it was flowing. You know, they had an easy schedule to start the year off because they went 4-2.
Yeah.
And so everyone's like, oh my gosh, they're, he's it. And then after that, they've fallen off a cliff.
Yeah.
I think the other honorable mention with the Eberflus firing, and I found this out, was so the day after, Eberflus had his press conference with the media in the morning, and that, talking about, oh, I'm feeling really good and I'm not worried about my job. 2 hours later, he gets fired. Bears organization, if you knew this was happening, why'd you even let him, like,
have that press conference?
Yeah.
Yeah. You have a 07:30 meeting with ownership.
What do you think that's about?
Then after that, you have media if you want to.
Last honorable mention of the week before we get into the real meat and potatoes. George Pickens scores a touchdown, punts the ball into the crowd. That was actually kind of funny. Didn't get flagged for it, I don't think. And then later, I think it was just a first down. Yeah. And then gets up, continues running into the end zone, throws the ball, and he's finger gunning everybody in the crowd. Like, all right, well, you know, at some point, some point you're going to get a flag. It's unsportsmanlike for that. And he's just kind of like, what do you mean? But then he goes out and makes insane catches. I mean, the dude is, I'm not trying to put a label on him.
Let's hear
but
it.
He is in Pittsburgh, and he's kind of turning into the new Antonio Brown a little bit. Ooh. Just like being out there and with it, though. You know what I mean? Not the crazed part, running around in traffic or
not
whatever.
Yet.
You know what I mean? But as far as like some of his antics and stuff, you know, he's not taking his pads off on the field. But you know, he's just electric. He's fun to watch.
He's
selling tickets. You know what I mean?
Agreed.
So anyway, honorable mention. Now the real bonehead.
Drum roll.
Yeah. Al Shaair, the hit on Trevor Lawrence. Now, you know, if you go frame by frame, which is not how we view life, but if you go frame by frame, the slide was starting before he went to start his tackle.
Technically.
Yeah.
I get in the heat of the moment. I get a bang bang play. My thing that sells it for me that he was, lack of better terms, head hunting. You know, maybe not for sure going for his face or whatever. You know
yeah.
what I mean? But hitting,
he was trying to hit him.
You know,
yeah. I mean,
in the chest.
He was going for the big hit. The thing that got me is when you slow it down, right, and he's going for the tackle, he's leading with that forearm.
It's like a lunge.
And like when you go to like tackle somebody, unless it's like that last ditch, I can't remember what it's called, but like when you know, somebody's running down and it's that last ditch where you're just trying to, you know, get their heel a little bit, or you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you know, even when you're doing that, you know, you're not necessarily leading with that forearm, right?
Mm-hmm.
So even if he was standing up, you're telling me he's going to lead with that forearm into his legs like that? I don't know. I think he's coming in, you know what I mean?
Nah.
So that kind of sold it to me that, yeah, he was going for the big hit.
So
I only look at it that way because of week 3 against the Chicago Bears, where he smacked Caleb Williams, who was still in bounds.
Yeah.
He was. He was clearly going out of bounds.
Yeah.
And I think he's still got... he got flagged
I
can't remember that.
What do you flag him for?
You know,
hitting inbounds.
You have to flag him for hitting the quarterback at that point because that's the only thing you could see.
That's happened.
So that, which he got fined $11,000 for today, it came out that he was suspended 3 games, or maybe it came out yesterday, whatever, for this hit on Trevor Lawrence. But for me, do you think the suspension is fair? Is my question. For me, I think 3 games is fair. There's a lot of people who are like, the whole season. Then there's the other half of people who are like, not at all.
Yeah.
It's football. You
it's
know?
Football.
So,
yeah.
What do you guys feel on that?
I think 3 is kind of harsh.
Kind of harsh for 3? Okay.
Would you go with 1?
I was expecting 2, and then they would petition it down to 1. That's kind of what I was expecting was going to happen.
Okay.
So I think that they're still gonna like battle it, and if anything, it's only going to go down to 2.
They'll
appeal it, but I don't see them appealing 3 down to 1. But
no,
they'll make 3
was harsh. But 3 is a little harsh.
I thought so.
Okay, fair enough. And he did come out and apologize next day on social, right?
Well,
like everybody does. But he did, you know, he wasn't trying to maliciously hurt Trevor Lawrence. I would like to think, unless you're, what's his name, Perfect? I would like to think. Vontaze. Yeah. I would like to think that you're not attempting to hurt people when you go out there and play the game. You're just trying to play the game. And again, heat of the moment, right?
Yeah.
And he's a great player.
Trying to hit him hard. Mm-hmm. Trying to hit him hard.
But he's a hard hitter. He's searching for that. That's his game. I'm not trying to hate on that. I love that part of it. But, you know, you still went high on a sliding quarterback, and that's just the rule, man.
It is.
But how do you guys feel about the three games?
Definitely a little more than I expected. I've definitely seen worse hits on quarterbacks.
Yep.
He was giving himself up, but I feel like it wasn't as fast as it should have been as far as the slide. Because as you can see, like when you slow it down, but then again, you know, he could have tried to roll the other way. But I feel like he was just, like
he didn't protect himself at all, really. Yeah.
But like you're traveling.
That's what Tom Brady came out and said. Yeah, actually,
I mean, yeah, that too. But I mean, you're traveling at a crazy rate. You know, you're in the game. This is what you do as a profession. Yeah, so it's like you're running. I mean, it's not like he got up and tried to showboat about it. Like he was like, "Wait, what?" But then you know,
then he got cracked.
Yeah, Ingram,
and then you know, and at that point, game on.
Yeah, yeah, no, for sure.
I don't blame him for getting up and getting riled up. Like you just got cheap shotted too.
Yeah,
you know. So
yeah, but
he also got ejected, not suspended, but ejected from the game.
But then again, it's like, I don't know, man. It's so tricky, you know, what hits nowadays, targeting and everything.
It's a super fine line.
Yeah, it is. It's definitely a fine line now. They're definitely getting more strict on it. It didn't
especially
look
quarterback.
Yeah, it didn't look as like the impact would have been as hard as Trevor Lawrence reacted. As you can see, you know, he was
It was the hit with the forearm, right? But then it hit him and then hit him on the ground too.
Yeah, that was scary, man. I mean, definitely hope he's gonna
when
be.
When you see somebody's hand go like that, go that's like when you're that. Like, oh,
yeah,
man.
He got knocked out.
Yeah.
I have a hot take on it. How about NFL rules committee? Let's just get rid of the slide. Let's just get rid of it. Mm-hmm. Every year it ends up hurting somebody.
No quarterbacks are running anymore.
Well, no, they can run.
You'll have Kyler Murray, Caleb Williams, or somebody, but Lamar.
I feel like more quarterbacks get hurt sliding than just trying to get another yard.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So just get rid of the slide. Look at Josh Allen.
Josh Allen doesn't slide that often. Yeah, he's just like, I'll take on both.
Because there's been a handful.
Get hurt, you know, in the shoulders or anything where you'd expect a quarter, like, especially his throwing arm. I think that's they're just so concerned about injuring his shoulder or something. But
don't run
I like that.
Just get rid of it.
But then again, it's like, I feel like a lot of quarterbacks are using this to their advantage.
Totally are. I've seen multiple things.
Like how they're just quick to throw the flag if, you know. And then it's like with the going out of bounds, you know, you'll try to get a like a little slide and probably get hit.
No,
that's been my pet peeve with Pat Mahomes, running or skirting those sidelines, like I'm gonna go out of bounds so you can't hit me.
But
just kidding.
But if he gets he's tiptoeing on the sideline, you know, and gets cracked, it's the end
light
of the
him
world.
Up.
You know,
light him up.
You know,
I'm all about
that's what I keep thinking.
Get rid of the slide and just play the game of football.
Yeah,
you are a runner with the ball.
Like
if you matter
you
what
chose
position
to leave the pocket.
Yeah, if you want
to
protect them while they're in the pocket, that's
what well,
the slide, because then we have to have a full conversation about this guy. This guy's running a 4.3 at him. The other guy's running a 4.6 or whatever at him. And we're going frame by frame of leading with elbows on slides, or make it a. If you're within 5 yards of a defender, you need to slide now. It shouldn't be 2 yards, 3 yards. It should
try to time it up.
Just drops.
Oh, he slapped my head. That's another 15.
So it's just ruining. I think it's just ruining the game, really. I don't think it's really protecting.
Get rid of the slide.
Get rid of it.
Yeah. Kev's saying, Kev, wow. My bad, Kev.
He's saying it too. I can feel it.
Rob's
like, get rid of it.
Yeah, he's shaking his head.
Kev's like, get rid of the slide. I don't watch football, but get rid of it. Don't even need it. With that, Kev, let's go to our Week 14 preview and picks. And right back at it, our Week 14 preview and picks. What?
I'm just doing weird stuff.
Between every segment, he's doing something. But he's always ready, though. I'll give you that. You're always ready. He's always prepared. First game, game one of week 14 preview and picks. Of course, we're starting with the Vikings Falcons at the Vikings. Kirk Cousins coming off a 4-interception week, coming to the bank. That's going to be loud and rocking. I kind of hope he at least gets a little, obviously you feel differently, but I kind of hope he at least gets a little bit of a, you know, not a standing ovation, but hey, you know, when they do a little tribute to him, I mean, he still took us to the Super Bowl.
Oh, right.
Apparently, I feel strongly about Kirk Cousins. He still took us to the playoffs a couple times. You know, that the 2022 season was special until we played the Giants in the first round. You know what I mean? But, you know, I think he's on the list somewhere towards the top, actually, for all-time passing yard leaders for the Minnesota Vikings. But but anyway, Kirk Cousins coming back to the bank. I'm taking the Vikings. I don't really need to explain why. I think the defense is just going to eat up Atlanta right now. We were thinking Atlanta was starting to get hot.
They were.
And now all of a sudden, coming out of bye, it just seems like that offense is stagnant. Yes, same, four picks doesn't help. So they're obviously looking for a big bounce back week this week. Rob.
Which scares me, the whole bounce back thought process, is they think they got embarrassed and they're going to come out hard and play. And probably one of the best things the Atlanta Falcons do, they should do against us, is run the ball. And Bijan Robinson is a dog and the guy can, you know, so that's the only way I feel Atlanta can stay in the game defensively. I don't think they're going to slow us down enough to, you know, it's got to be, they got to be in a track meet with us. So I'm thinking this game's going to be in the high 20s. And the Vikings win.
Okay.
High 20s, so you think it'll be a little closer?
Yeah, I mean, I think Atlanta will be able to. I mean, Kurt's a veteran quarterback, so all these B-flow shows, he's going to be like, I've seen this.
You know? Exactly.
So it's, nothing's going to surprise him as much as last week against, you know, even against Kyler, I don't think I don't know what B-flow's sending at me right now.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, for sure. No, Kyler seemed like he was kind of slicing and dicing it. And we've kind of seen that a little bit with the Vikings defense as of late. It's a little bit more predictable now. You know what I mean? But they seem like they're not as sending as much of pressure as they were.
Yeah, they've been playing a little more coverage too, little bit. You know, and then with Gilmore, you know, hurt. I mean, we're not super deep in our secondary.
No.
So,
well, and that's something I was going to bring up. Fabian Moreau.
Yeah. Do you think that was a PI?
Yes.
Okay, I did too.
But who the heck is Fabian Moreau? I don't even know who that was.
Number 23, like, that's all I know.
I was going to look him up and come with like a big report and all this about who he is, where the heck he even played, because I don't even know who that was. And
Fabian, why don't
you
come on the show and tell everybody who you are?
They started attacking him.
Let's get him in here.
You know what I mean?
No, yeah, definitely.
But I can't. He played decent coverage on that Marvin Harrison.
He did.
I will say, there's not much. I mean, that was a great throw, great catch. Anyway, too much about the Vikings. Jake, who do you got? Atlanta traveling to Minnesota.
I'm going to pick Vikings over the Falcons. I think the Falcons defense is a little underrated. And
you trained him well.
And they're gonna give the Vikings offense some fits. I think similar to what you saw against the Cardinals in the first half. So the first half might be a little shaky, but I think they'll fight through that and they'll still pull out a W.
Okay.
And I don't think Kirk Cousins is gonna get cheered. I think they're gonna boo him.
You think he's getting booed in the state of Minnesota?
Oh, I think for sure he's going to get booed. Yeah, personally boo him.
Yeah, I mean, there's going to be half and half.
I'd be
cheering
the only one being like, yeah, Kirk.
The booing's going to outlaw the cheering though. Probably.
You know.
Go Spartans.
Who we got, D'Angelo?
Definitely Vikings. Definitely Vikings. Think it's going to be closer. I feel like Atlanta might cover. I think they're point plus five.
I think you're on to that.
Yeah. Yeah, they definitely might cover.
But you don't get points here.
I know. No. Yeah, Vikes definitely should win straight out. I'm a little worried though. You know, Vikings do have the 28th ranked passing defense in the league. And Kirk is looking at that.
Ooh.
I mean, last week's game, you can see there's some suspects in the secondary. I mean, Murphy's our best guy. I believe he's a little inconsistent sometimes, but I mean, I definitely think he handles his business when it's time to play. But I mean, yeah, no, it definitely should be a showboat. I feel like it's definitely going to be a high scoring game. Darnold has to come to play. Feed Aaron Jones. He has five attempts.
Yeah.
It's literally after that fumble. They just
Yeah,
they shut him down. But
you,
man,
I mean, you trusted him. You know, you got him from Green Bay.
I agree.
You know what he can do.
He's your boy.
Give him the ball. Build up his confidence again. Yes. So it's like, man, you gotta be a ride or die. So it's like you can't just feed him five times, man. I feel like that's frustrating. You know, being Aaron Jones, you in Green Bay, you're predominantly getting the ball every game.
Yeah,
but you know, you come to
he'll get fed. I'm not too worried about it. He'll get fed. Vikes will get the dub. Mm-hmm. Behind Aaron Jones, though. They do got to feed him.
I agree
100%. Next game. Whew. Doozy. This is a doozy. You got to start this one off. Don't you worry. Packers traveling to Detroit. Yeah. Probably our game of the week.
Game of the week.
With the boys. Big division game for, I mean, definitely it's got huge. A lot on the line for the Vikes, too. So who's getting the dub?
Lions. Lions take the alternate spread if you like.
What is the spread?
I think it's minus 2.5. They're playing it safe.
That's home.
Lions are two.
And they're at home.
Yeah. They're two in rhythm right now, man. Goff is having a stellar season. Oh, my God.
Yes, he is.
Hats off to Goff, man. He's came a long way.
Hats off to Goff going with the Lions.
Yeah. Kind of, what was the score last time they played? Was it high? Oh, my God. I'm trying to think.
Oh, it was close. I thought it was close.
No, they won by like 10. If I'm not mistaken.
I got it right here.
Somebody looked it up.
24-14.
They won by 10. Yep.
Spot on.
Yeah. See? So, no, definitely. I feel like, they're probably winning by 10 again. Once again, I mean, Love, he's getting back in rhythm. So that is going to be a little scary. But as long as they can maintain him and Jacobs, I'm not worried about the DBs. They do get a little sus. Joseph can, you know, kind of wild out a little bit, but he's consistent for the most part. But, yeah, I'm going with Lions, man.
Fair enough. Before anybody else picks, so far we've heard from Ben, our Packer fan, he's going Packers. Tyler, our Packer fan, he's going Packers. We got Lions from Graham, Lions from Trey, Lions from Dom, Packers from Dan, Lions from Rachel, and Lions, oh, I just added you to the list, so you're right there.
There you go.
Jake, who do we got?
I'm going to go with the Lions. Ooh. Hesitant to say that.
I know. Ooh, but hesitation.
Let's hear it.
My concern is the injuries on the defensive side are really starting to add up. At what point is that dam going to break? And they just can't stop a good offense. So that's my biggest concern. What's probably going to make them or allow them to win is by controlling time of possession and giving it to David Montgomery and putting it back into Gibbs' hands. Like, Gibbs fell off the face of the planet like last week for no apparent reason. Yeah. And I thought that didn't help them at all. So they need to get back to the two-headed running game.
Feed them the ball again.
Yeah.
Back to talking about running backs.
Knuckles, man.
I like it.
I think it's just the way to be. Let's see. Packers at Lions. Just so you know, Rob, I'm going to do this for the rest of the games now. Sorry, fellas. Injuries. Josh Jacobs is questionable at the moment, but he was limited at practice. He's probably going to play. Romeo Dobbs, limited at practice because of concussion still. Jair Alexander, still limited.
Yeah. That's huge for them.
That is
McDuffie, limited participant at Monday's practice. So, and again, when we record this, it's still early in the week, so things could still happen.
Definitely can change.
Man, I'm a little bit concerned.
Are you going with your heart or with
facts?
Thank you.
Go with your fandom.
My fandom? How dare you? I'm not a fan of either one of these.
So he picks the Chargers.
which is why you would pick the Packers to win.
Which is what I'm going to do. I do want Vikings need the Packers to win, but I also think that Jordan Love is playing pretty well right now. And again, like, he's looking more and more healthy every week. Even if they get a little bit of Josh Jacobs, I think it's going to be better than nothing at all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I still like their receiving core, even without Romeo Dobbs, if he's out with a concussion. But I think there's enough there. I think it's going to be a great game. I think it's going to be a different game than it was the first time around.
Touchdown to Watson to win it?
No.
He's a huge Watson fan. That's why I bring that up.
I'm so down on Watson. Although last week was ridiculous. Yes. So, I'll give him that. But I think I got to go Packers here, man. Hurts my soul.
Yeah,
I've been
picking them
a lot this year, and they don't let me down, so...
So this, for me, I guess, is one of the things I want to be wrong. So I'm going Lions. I don't think the Packers have what it takes to stop.
They even have a chance this game.
No. Yeah. So
no chance.
No, either. I think it's, you know, 24-10 like or 14 yeah. last week style. I think the Lions are just gonna kind of dominate and slowly fade it out to the end. I want the Packers. I want to be wrong. So, but
you,
I still,
wait. You want to be wrong? Yeah.
I want to be wrong.
I want the Packers. Nope. Calm down. Yeah. That's not what we're saying.
No. Yeah. So yeah. I'm going Lions, but I'll definitely take the L if the Packers win.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Going with the Lions. Let's see. Did we all go? Yes, we did. Mm-hmm. Yes, we did. All right. Moving into our third game, the Sea Chickens, Seahawks, traveling to the Arizona Cardinals.
Division game,
yep. Big game actually at that.
Or the division, pretty much, isn't it?
Let's see. Cardinals do not have any other injuries that are not already on IR. And the Seahawks. Let me look real quick.
Is it 8-5 and 6-6?
7-5.
7-5 and 6-6. Okay.
Where are the Seahawks here? I'm almost there. Whoops. Whoop. There we go. Let's see. DK is questionable. Tweaked his knee, something.
He's gonna play.
Just questionable. Right. Punter's questionable. Michael Dickerson is his. Dixon is his name. If you guys need to know the punter,
he'll play.
AJ Best Finley, safety, nothing there. So
yeah,
looks like we're fairly healthy on both sides, other than the, you know, the injuries they've already lost for the year. So, Rob, who you got first here? Let me tell you who out. Who everybody else?
Oh, you think
here.
That's gonna persuade me? What? Yeah.
So, yeah, maybe. So Ben, Packer fan, yeah. Moving with the Cardinals. Graham with the Cardinals. Trey, Cardinals. Dom, Cardinals. Dan, Cardinals. Rachel, Sea Chickens. Tyler, Sea Chickens. We got two Seahawks right now compared to five cards.
Ooh.
Who you got?
I think Sea Chickens are going to win this one.
Ooh, Sea Chickens all the way for Rob.
Yeah. Gino's playing some solid ball. Yes. Divisional game, Cardinals, so they've seen each other enough. So, yeah, Seahawks are playing some good football, especially on the defensive side. Their defensive line has been really messing with some teams. So, and the Cardinals,
it's not like the Cardinals played that bad either.
I think that's a hostile
environment.
24-23 Sea Chickens.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Another one-point game? Okay.
D'Angelo, what we got?
Oh, Seahawks. I'm going with Seahawks. I think Arizona just doesn't have what it takes to just dominate the Seahawks defense.
Okay.
I mean, you got Harrison. You got...
McBride.
Yeah, McBride. McBride, oh, my God. Standout guy, man. He's been balling. Hasn't gotten to the end zone. Can't get a touchdown.
Hey, good point.
Yeah, 74 good catches, point. Can't get a touchdown. Good but, point. Man, he shows up. He definitely shows up. So, it's like, but, yeah, once again, Geno's, I'm taking him. Well, he's top five in passing this year.
Yes, he is.
So, yeah, he's been right balling, there. Man. Hats off to him once again.
And when Kenneth Walker's healthy, I love the Kenneth Walker, and I think Charbonnet is their backup.
He had a touchy.
I really like Charbonnet in college, and he's a beast, too. So, it's just like.
Yeah, he definitely dominated.
And who's the receiver? UCLA. Jackson.
Smith-Negbon.
He's been Ohio State, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's been tearing it up lately.
Yep.
But yeah.
So you're obviously going Sea Chickens here.
I picked Seahawks a lot this year. That's why I'm going Cardinals, actually. I saw enough from them in the Vikings game this past weekend that shows me they can beat the Seahawks for sure, especially at home in Arizona. It's not a huge, I'd say, home field advantage. I only went there once, but when I did, it was the end of the season. So
is it
like,
just a bunch of walkers
playoffs,
like
but...
clanging together?
Literally, though.
Yeah. But I mean, they're still at home, right? They're not playing in Seattle. I think if they're playing in Seattle, that changes it for me.
Because
the defense in front of their fans is just craziness. Yeah. But Seattle fans travel well, too. So
yes, they do.
But I think I got to take the Cardinals here on this one. But I think this will be a great game. I don't know about 1 point, but it could be one possession for sure.
Yeah.
Jake, what we got?
Last time I picked the Sea Chickens, it came back to bite me.
That's what I'm saying.
But maybe this might.
You listen to me.
Right. This might change your mind, though. So I was taking a look. The Cardinals, out of the 6 wins that the Cardinals have, only one of those is against a team with a winning record.
Yep.
Sure.
So any of their other wins, at best, the teams are 6-6, or they had a losing record going into the game. So I'm going to.
Just like the Chargers.
Right. So I'm just I'm going to take the sea chickens because the Cardinals don't have it in them to beat a winning team or a good team. So they don't got it.
They don't got it. Okay, well, I think they're going to prove you guys wrong this week.
I think you're wrong.
Just because, fair enough. Yeah. No, I just think the Cardinals have been building since last season. Last season wasn't good for them, but getting Kyler Murray back up to speed, and he's getting there, getting back into that pre-injury Murray, and I don't know, whatever. Feeling it.
It should be fun. It should be a good game.
It definitely should.
Good matchup. I'll watch it.
For the division lead. So. Yeah. Let's see here. Bills at Rams. We have a clean slate of Bills so far. Let's see. When did you start? We'll start with you again.
Yeah, I can't
pick. Bills at Rams.
I can't pick against the Bills right now.
Just too hot.
Yeah, no, they're balling.
Too hot.
Too hot.
Way too hot.
Interesting.
Their defense is getting healthier, too. Matt Milano's back.
Was huge for them.
Right. Yeah. As he continues to get more reps and back into it, I think their defense is just going to continue to get better.
Yeah. It's going to take him a couple weeks to get fully up to speed, but by playoffs, no problem. Right. I mean, that's a huge piece to have back defensively.
Yep.
Rob.
I'm going Rams.
Going Rams. Ooh. Oh, I'm going to join you too. But
the reason why is just, I mean, the Bills, I was going to see how many home games they've played lately. I feel like almost most of their games have been at home.
In the snow.
Yeah, so that home field advantage. But the Rams have been a scrappy team all year. They got all their studs still. Yeah. They're all back. Mm-hmm. Every game they're competitive. And the Bills, other than if James Cook, that they get a big lead to start, most of their games are competitive. And the Rams are the typical kind of team that keep most games kind of close. You know, they don't get blown out very often. Yeah. And I think they have enough. So I'm going Rams home.
Going Rams at home. Yep. And I will join you actually with Attaboy. That. And it is more along the lines of that scrappiness. You know, we've seen them in these games with better teams, you know, and they're right there. And if not winning,
every week we've talked about the game, them. They're going to lose.
And usually we talk about them ruining somebody else's week, you know.
I mean, they beat us.
Oh, for sure. Well, and obviously that's best team in the league. So, D'Angelo, who we got? Bills at Rams.
I'm going with the Bills.
Going with the Bills
by a landslide. Too good.
Landslide.
Yeah, man. I mean, Allen is just feeling himself right now, man.
I got him
passing, running. Do you see the trickery? So it's like for them to stop him, just him. Not even talking about Cook. Just him. It's gonna take all they got, and then now you're gonna have to go stop the run game. So it's like, man, I just don't think they have the defense to contain the Bills offense right now, especially with Allen playing like he is. He should have a field day. I'm thinking probably like 250 300 in there.
Okay.
You think he's gonna get back to back trifectas, passing touchdown, receiving touchdown, rushing touchdown?
I got him in fantasy. I hope he does.
They were showboating at that point. I'm like, yeah, the snow, the trickery's there, but nah, they're definitely gonna come out with a punch though for sure.
I think he's gonna get introduced to Jared Verse.
I didn't even do the injuries. Oh well.
The defensive end for the Rams, he's having a really solid year. He might be in the contention of rookie of the year.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
On the defensive side?
All right.
Remember we were talking about Gennard?
Were talking about Gennard.
Well, NFC, still, no one else has came up with a name.
I don't know. I'll do that research for you. I'll look for a defensive player of the year that's not on the Vikings. Okay. Because I still question with whether or not Gennard would be defensive player of the year on the Vikings themselves. I think Van Ginkle's, in there, but... Yeah, last game here. Jaguars at Titans. We kind of picked. We could have went Chargers going to Kansas City.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Most people probably would have took Kansas City.
I would have.
This one is more of a split here. Not as much. So far, we got two Jaguars, but most taking the Titans in this game. And again, it is in Tennessee. A Mac Jones-led Jaguars most likely playing against Will Levis. What we got? I guess I'll go first, actually. I'm going to take a chance here. I'm going to take the Jags.
That is a chance.
It is a huge chance. I think the Titans will actually win the game, but just because I like Will Levis over Mac Jones. Mac Jones did not look awesome when he came in for Trevor Lawrence last week, but Jaguars need a win. And this is a winnable game.
I need
for
$1 million too. Yeah. But
you just request it and it happens, right? No, but I don't know. I think the Jaguars defense will do enough to disturb Will Levis. It's going to be close, 9-6 or something goofy. You know what I mean? Super ugly game. That's why it's here. You know, it's going to be a super ugly
game. Everyone was on Broadway getting wasted the night before.
Hey, man, who knows?
I did see the picture of the new stadium the Tennessee is building.
Oh, that's
it,
nice.
But
yeah, it's gonna look nice.
I'm going Tennessee all day on this one. I think it's gonna be a blowout. I think
blowout. Tennessee beats them up.
Yeah, 28-3, something dumb like that.
Oh, wow.
I think we might even go to their backup after Mac Jones gets sacked 15 times.
I don't even know who Mac Jones' back would be at this point, but 15 times, ouch.
I don't know. There's an NFL record. Lawrence Taylor's coming out of the woodwork.
All right. D'Angelo, who we got?
I'm going with Titans, man.
Going with the Titans.
Definitely, they showed me a lot against Houston the other week. They play gritty. They scrapped it out. I mean, well, yeah, he's getting up to par. He's getting in his groove. I feel like he might, you know, be the franchise quarterback for the Titans. It's leaning towards that way. But, yeah, I'm going with Titans. I definitely think they win by at least one or two possessions.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough, Jake. Last but not least, wrapping it up for us, Jags at Titans.
Taking Titans.
Fish posh.
It's easy. I think Titans have more weapons than the Jags do right now.
Like hand grenades, grenade launchers, bazookas, all that.
Yeah. Or like,
who was the guy that said that in the on the thing? Sorry, I'm ruining your take right now. But then someone, like some football player, is talking about defense, and he was talking about all the his arsenal.
Gosh,
he was
sounds coming, really
like
familiar.
It was Kevin Garnett or something.
Yeah,
like,
it sounds really.
Either
familiar.
Way, continue. Oh,
wow. Basketball take.
Yeah.
Just like more and better weapons right now. They're just healthier, but
yeah.
I mean, the Jags did rally around Mac Jones, even though he didn't really play that well after he got or after Trevor Lawrence got hurt, but because the Titans had to pull that one out of their behind.
Yeah.
Last week, so, but I think it's a matter of healthy talent, Titans.
Okay.
All right, Jaguars. Yep, got it.
Sounds good. Jaguars, out on the point. Did anyone take the Jaguars other than you?
Me and our leader, Dan. And
I like
tied
it.
For fourth place, Trey also took the Jags.
So boy, Trey.
I got to go with who's winning, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But if you do
Kev,
that,
did you end up having to be able to clip that? There it is,
oh,
right there.
Snap.
So if you take a look right there. The standings are on the right side. I did add another column called games played there on the right to make some of us feel a little bit better that have been here for a minute.
That.
And then on the far right, you see some movement there. So Trey and Cody, you see Trey climbed 3 spots. Cody climbed 6. They're both tied for 4 based on, again, we're basing this on season win percentage. Ben dropped a spot. Jake dropped 3.
It was a rough week.
Ouch. Mm. I'm lower than you, so you're good. Rob dropped 2 and is now tied with me again. Rob and I have the same record at 41-24.
Hey, I'll call that a win.
Hey,
that wins at Vegas.
Hey, everybody, Dom had a better week. Dom went, what did he go? He went 4-1 this week. So
he was the best this week, Dom. Good job, Dom.
No, we had 3 5-0s.
Oh, wow.
Ben 5-0.
Do better, Dom.
Trey 5-0. Cody 5-0. And then, yeah,
job,
Dom
guys.
Went 4-1. Tyler went 4-1. Matt went 4-1. So a lot of movement this week. But if you look, all 12 of us are above 500. I mean, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, no.
Not all the experts on TV do
that's right.
that.
Yeah, I mean. And we usually pick games that are pretty even. We try to not have a one-sided Chargers versus Chiefs game very often.
Right. Attempt to, but it's gonna get more interesting as we keep getting closer to the playoffs. Obviously, you'll be on the list next week.
Yeah.
We have a 2-week minimum, though, before you get placed in the...
Yeah.
And it could help you.
Qualifier.
Or, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or it could be taking you away from a first place. You know what I mean?
So, okay.
So a hot start is a good idea.
Right? Yeah. I mean, clearly, Dan's showing us with... what's his record right now? Dan's record is 16-4 at the moment.
Okay.
So,
not bad.
But, like, season-long leader at the moment with 50 games played is Tyler. He's still showing that 36-14.
Okay.
720.
Solid work.
I wanted
Tyler.
To say save percentage again. So hockey. But yeah, anyway. So there's our current standings. D'Angelo, thanks for joining us this
week. Appreciate you guys, man.
We're pumped to have you on. It's great to have a Detroit Lions fan in the house through and through. And
back inside the gates.
Right?
Yes, sir. We'll
back,
be back
next week. Yeah, yeah. What is it? One pride? Is that what you guys say?
Yeah. I mean,
he said,
with the high roll.
I mean, they got a lot of new sands, the grit sand, and I mean, hey, you know, once you start winning, you start changing
it up. How about
we
just say Detroit Lions? And they're winning the division right now.
I thought it was just the roar's been restored.
I've heard that.
Restore the roar. Yeah, it was like, guys, please stop, man. They're what, 11-1 right now?
Yeah.
Well. Gotta feel good to be a Lions fan, you know, finally winning, you know. So
for sure.
Secretly, I'm cheering for you too, but kind of.
Yeah, maybe when we're out. But Jake, thanks for joining us for another week.
Thanks, Jacob.
You're welcome.
Hoping to see your Baltimore Ravens maybe battle for the division even yet.
Fingers crossed.
You need Pittsburgh to lose this.
Yeah, that's a much needed loss.
Let's make that happen.
Do you think they can lose? Do you think there's a possibility Pittsburgh loses to Cleveland this week?
Yes, because Jameson Winston makes the Browns really scrappy.
They are, though.
Yeah. And but God, the only downside is you know he's good for 3 touchdowns and 3 interceptions every game.
Really,
and maybe like 300 yards. So.
Yeah. Right.
He's moving the ball somewhere. You know, he just might not be the same direction as everybody else is going.
He accounted for 6 touchdowns yesterday,
and a really
2 for the other team.
Yeah.
But hey, there's 6 of them things.
Yep.
He just has weird, awkward press conferences. In my mind.
He's goofy, man.
His press conferences, his interviews.
He might be fun to hang out with.
He'd be super fun to hang out with.
I mean, old Seminole, you know, them dudes are crazy, man.
I'm a Florida State dude. So you were talking colleges earlier, so.
Yeah.
Rob, of course, as always, thanks for being here week, fam.
You did well.
Thanks. We try to do what we can. Obviously, I'm Smelty here. Kev, don't forget about Kev behind
the
camera.
He's the boy back there.
He's getting everything done, getting everything edited for us. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe wherever you listen to the banner, whether it's YouTube, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify. And we'll see you next week. Peace.
Don't forget to follow, like, and subscribe. Tune in next time for more Banter with the Boys.